Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System, is a transformative hit show that will explore the interconnection between ourselves, our community, and our world. Dr. Julie is joined by visionary leaders and change makers to explore innovations and what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Now here's your host, Dr. Julie Kroll.
Hello, everyone. This is Dr. Julie Kroll, and you are listening to the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour, and we will explore our interconnected world, where each Tuesday we have some of the world's leading visionaries and experts helping you to explore your connection to self, spirit, nature, community, and all things working in the world. Speaking of what's working, imagine conscious entertainment about consciousness itself. Well, some big name talents are teaming up to create a powerful movie that I'm looking forward to telling you all about today. But first, let's take a few deep breaths and bring our awareness into this present moment. Allow your breath to bring you fully into the now, and allow your heart and mind to connect as we prepare mindfully to listen deeply. I'd like to introduce you today to Barnett Bain. Barnett is an award-winning producer, director, author, radio host, and sought-after speaker and creativity coach who built his career on telling spiritually themed stories. Barnett is an Academy Award winner and a triple Emmy Award nominee with a lineup of credits including What Dreams May Come, Homeless to Harvard, Jesus, The Lost and Found Family, The Celestine Prophecy, and The Upcoming Illusions, and now, soon to be, Milton's Secret. I am so happy to have you here today, Barnett. Welcome.
Thank you, Julie. It's so great to be here. I had this image as you were introducing the segment with the breath work. I had this image of all of these cars going off the freeway and rumbling down soft shoulders. Do not try this while you're driving, folks.
Exactly. I always hold the image of this really safe container where everyone is breathing and becoming really super present in their cars, so they're not going off into the ditches.
That's
so,
great.
Hey, before
I like
we
your
talk
version
about-
better.
Oh, thank you. So do I. I like it better. Hey, we're going to talk about Milton's Secret, but I always like to begin with what we call our shared vision here on All Things Connected, where we are a part of one living, breathing organism, one creation. And I know, especially with your radio show, Cutting Edge Consciousness, you talk a lot about this. I just want to open this up and ask you, what do you think about this interconnected world?
What do I think about it? I am focused on thinking less about it and feeling into it more. The world, we are all both separate and connected at the same time. There's a really wonderful image for that. It's about 5,000 years old, this image. There was a story about a Hindu god named Indras, and Indras had a magnificent fisherman's net, fishing net. And this net stretched infinitely, and in the corners where all of the weaves interconnected was stitched a beautiful pearl. And each one of those pearls, here's the magical thing, reflected every other pearl in the net. And so that incredible visual gives us an idea of how we are simultaneously separate and connected. It's like this 5,000-year-old vision of a holographic reality. It's incredible. So it is overthinking that slices and dices and reduces the whole into tiny little parts keeps us separate from the being state. And our job, our opportunity on the spiritual path, is to put into a healthy balance the thinking, which is our doing nature, and the being, which is our feeling, communing, imagining nature. The being being our feminine nature and the doing being our masculine energy. And when those two frequencies are coherent and integrated, then we have an entirely different experience of what the world is. It's neither something to be thought about, nor is it something to be felt over, but it is both and.
Mm. I love that. Thank you for that. And that visual image is really powerful. And, you know, it all falls right in line with the power of now and Eckhart Tolle's writings. You know, the power of now sold more than 2 million copies. And it's a concept that you are going to bring, hopefully, to families and young children through this new movie. But why are you passionate about doing this? Why Milton's Secret? Let's talk about that.
Well, Milton's Secret is it's a story of a very, very stressed out young boy in a very, very stressed out town, in a pretty stressed out family where the marriage is coming apart. Did I just lose you?
No, I have you.
Oh, good. So the marriage is coming apart. And like all the adults around him, this boy is worried about his future and constantly obsessing about what's going to happen in the next moment, or he's thinking about the past, reviewing about the past, all the woulda, shoulda, couldas, and if only he had done this, if only he had done that right. And when his grandfather visits, who's going to be played by Peter Fonda, the boy Milton has this transformational experience by watching his grandfather. It's not a tutorial, but the grandfather has a very different response to life. And in watching that, the boy begins to discover the power of here, now, of being present, of the moment. To me, that's very important. It is the primary focus of my life and has been for 40 years, and an opportunity to find a story that can show this without talking about it. We can study this, we can talk about this, we can try to figure it out, but the part of us that is trying to figure this out, the thinker, does not have the equipment to understand it. It is not capable. The moment is not capable. It is not something that can be figured out. And so there are different intelligences in what it is to be human that can be fired up, that are latent in within us, that can be remembered and fired up, with which to experience a much richer, a much different, not an improved version of reality, but an entirely new version of reality. And we're not going to figure that out. So we're sort of moving beyond logic and reason, not without losing sight of logic and reason. We're not letting it go, but there's more. And being able to make a story about it, and to begin to explore those ideas in a story on film where people can just look at it without feeling they're being preached to or talked to, and possibly open to something new inside of them, that was really exciting to me. I called to me. I wanted to do that. I felt as though all of my whole professional career has been a lead up to acquiring the skills and gifts and talents to be able to do that. And my entire history of spiritual connection and growth, those things seem to have come together in this moment.
I want to talk more about that amazing career and that. But you've taken a very simply written children's story, which is just beautiful. It's delightful. Some of the symbolism in here is so powerful for kids to identify with. And you've turned it into a full feature film script. We have just a brief moment before we go to break. So I just would love to hear who's working on this script and how did you come up with this Milton's Secret into a full feature film?
Well, I mean, there are certain challenges that we all face. The world seems to be getting more complicated every day. It seems to be moving faster and faster every day. We are all processing more and more information than we can handle. And there are challenges in life that seem to be too great to be responded to with the skills and tools that we have. We, at the same time, we're either moving consciously into uncertainty and making a friend of the unknown, or we are reverting back to what we have and trying to get absolutes and guarantees, and so it looks like a certain kind of fundamentalism. And we don't have civility. We aren't able to listen to each other without getting triggered or without taking sides, and we don't have real communication. We don't have a graceful nature to our culture anymore. It's terribly impolite. It's very frightened. We're all quite frightened. And those of us who insist they're not frightened are often quite dominating of others. And so we have taken our love affair with the straight line as far as it can go. And that's really very good news.
I love that. Let's talk more about that, Milton. I love how you said the friend of the unknown as well. We're going to take a break. You're listening to the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected. When we return, we're going to talk more about Milton's Secret. Stay tuned.
There's not just one kind of radio show. Some shows are about health, wellness, food. Others are about helping you on your spiritual journey. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show, well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. Positive Talk Radio was a vision that we've had, and thanks to all of you, you've helped us make it a reality. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine Radio Show with Adil and Savitri. Widen your perspective. Learn to heal yourself and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine Radio Show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at AliveAndShineShow.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's THEDRPatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there, done-that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for The Sandy Brewer Show.
We are back on the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected, and this is Dr. Julie Kroll. My guest today is Barnett Bain, and we are talking about the upcoming feature film, Milton's Secret. We've been having a conversation about the mind, and there are so many really special things in the actual book. I can't wait to see what you do with the script and with the movie, Barnett. But let's talk about the mind for a minute and the role of the mind, because we've been talking about this present moment awareness and the feeling, thinking peace. And one thing that I love about Milton's Secret is they talk about when, then, and now. What do you want to say about the mind?
Well, the mind is this miraculous gift of creation of the divine. Without the mind, we would be unaware. We would be we would not have the ability to connect or to create. And so the mind largely is responsible for bringing us to where we are. And beyond the mind, or let me rephrase that, we think of the mind as sitting on top of our shoulders. And we think of it in terms of our ability to think. And we have lost a kind of connection to our bodies. It happens very, very quickly. We come into the world and we're teeny little infants, and we are embodied for a time. We are incarnated. And then something happens, my diaper is wet, or I'm not getting enough attention, or I'm terrified I'm not going to be fed, or I am being suffocated, I'm being too much, my personal boundaries are being invaded, and I have a tremendous emotional energy motion that is moving through my little body in ways that are inundating, and I'm terrified of that I won't be able to handle it. And of course, when you're little and physical, you cannot handle it. And so something happens. We flee. We retreat to the safest possible place, and that is to leave the mind and to go into the world of thought forms. So we shoot out of the body literally into a mental duplicate of the world. And we think our way through a situation. We hide there. We literally are not in the body. Just as we're not in the body when we are texting and having a conversation at the same time, you notice people that are texting are not able to follow a conversation with you because they're not in the body. So with practice and time and habit, we spend more and more, we log more and more of our consciousness spent in this in a thought form than we do in the body, in the felt state. And eventually, we're lost there. And when that happens, and it happens to all of us, we begin to engage the world in terms of trying to control it, in terms of trying to outthink it, in terms of trying to strategize it, in terms of creating absolute ideas about things, guarantees about things, and insurances about things. All of these are mental concepts. And then we get so lost in it that we don't think that there is anything else besides that. But there continues to be a living body that is alive and conscious. There are the same sorts of brain matter. Neuronal cells exist inside the organ of the heart. They also have been found inside the gut. There is the same sort of axons and dendrites that process reality in the same way, but we don't have a connection. We are estranged from our wholeness. And when we begin to reconnect it, our world becomes more alive and becomes very, very different. So finally, I want to say that then when we become so lost to ourselves, we fall out of our body into thought forms about then, and thought forms about when, and thought forms about what if, and those thought forms are not present. We are not present. We are not in our bodies. We are not incarnated when we are ruminating in that stuff. So the power of presence is that it reduces mind chatter, yes, but it engages a sleeping intelligence that is our birthright. And one of the reasons that we are alive and incarnated into matter is in order to bring consciousness into matter. And so this is the direction of the spiritual path.
Barnett, this is a fascinating conversation, and I'm just sitting here imagining how you're going to bring this conversation alive in this story of Milton.
Well, I'm not going to talk about it. I'm only going to show it. I'm only going to show. I'm going to show a town that is very, very stressed. And I'm going to show a town where people are doing their best to try and figure things out and to try and deal with all the challenges they face by worrying and being anxious and by being workaholics and or by being alcoholics. And it's all in the movie. And a boy and his friends, all who are growing up in this, and this is their parents are don't know when to say that the day their work days are finished, and they have good reasons and explanations why they need to keep working the way they do, and are constantly on their digital devices and are constantly multitasking. You cannot parent and multitask. It is impossible to do both at the same time. We think we can, but if you believe, as I do, that the job of a parent is to equip a child with enough self-love so that they can meet their own challenges of their life, then multitasking and parenting, you cannot love and be focused on something else at the same time. So when we see all of these behaviors modeled in a movie by good people, nobody in the movie is bad, they're all good people, I think I certainly recognize my own behaviors in these characters, and I can see the impact that the characters have on each other and on their children, and it caused me some sadness and remorse, not guilt, but some sweet sorrow about, how could I do things better as a result? How can I become more present as a result? And so all parenting from watching the movie anyway, I hope that people will come away with a sense that parenting, all parenting in the movie is really self-parenting. What do we learn about how we want to show up for our children that allows us to recognize areas out of our own background and our own upbringing and our own way of dealing with life that may or may not be working as well as they can be, to recognize them and acknowledge them and forgive them, and the ones that need to be released, to release them in order to be more fully present. And if we are more fully present, our children will be more fully present because we are their greatest teachers. And they don't learn by what we say to them. Don't take my advice, I'm not using it, is what my daughter used to say to me all the time. It's not about what we say, it is about how we behave. It's about the choices we make. And it all goes in. Those little eyes are watching all the time. And they adhere to what we how we behave, not what we say. Mm. So that's how we're doing it in the movie. It's just a story in which a lot of challenge and one or two characters who behave very differently, and sometimes they fall off the wagon too.
Well,
and how
it's
do they take
be
responsibility?
I can't wait to see how you pull that together. Before we take a break, I want to make sure our listeners have your contact information. I know they can get to the website that we're going to talk about in a minute, supportmiltonsecret.com. Is there any other website that you want to mention now so that people have some contact
information? There is www.supportmiltonsecret.com. And then there is my own website. There are some writings on there that I'm happy to give away to people. There's a book on there called The Third Story that I'm happy to give away to people. And that's www.barnettbain.com.
Excellent. Okay. When we come back, we are going to talk more about Milton's Secret and a unique way of funding it. So this is Dr. Julie, and you are listening to the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected. Stay with us, and we will be right back.
To the Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
If you want to write a book, find your soulmate, change careers, Saskia helps her clients to reinvent their lives through her breakthrough program, 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Breakthrough Miracle.
The daily support, the guided meditation, the powerful exercises designed of the 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Miracle to expand awareness helped me to consciously create the life I want for myself and my family.
You'll learn her proven secrets to unlock your miracle in just 7 days.
Each day, I look forward to discovering what new technique or tool Saskia will offer us in order to find our highest purpose. We don't stop there, though. It feels that daily I'm held accountable for my goals, my dreams, to live a healthy and happy life. Right now, I have renewed energy to write my book, writing my first chapter after only 5 days in this program.
Visit BreakthroughMiracle.com to receive your free 7 gifts to unlock your miracle, or to schedule a free breakthrough session with Saskia, call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302.
Get your shift together with Dr. Joe Dispenza and Greg Braden Saturday, November 16th, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. at the Seattle Center for Spiritual Living for this collaboration between two of the most inspiring teachers, highlighting their unique paths as they explore the latest scientific studies and how this information can empower you during this critical period of our history. Making a difference in the world starts with you. To register, go to joedispenza.com/events. That's joedispenza.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance
TBDA has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit bitebackforacure.org.
We are back on the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected. I'm here with Barnett Bain, and we've been talking about Milton's Secret and turning this fascinating young children's book into a feature film. I can't wait. I was just talking about one of my favorite places in the story, in the storybook, is when in a dream sequence, the woman in the dream asks him to focus on this light, and finally she has him go inside the body, and that's such a powerful tool for clients and kids and parents and everyone. I love that tool. I hope there's more of that magic in the film.
Well, I hope so too.
I can imagine.
I definitely hope so too. I think that we show characters, particularly the grandfather, the Peter Fonda character, we show him. He has a number of practices that he uses for when he is overly lost in his head. Mm. You know, when we are lost in our head, we are invariably being hunted by ghosts of our own past, ghost events or ghost situations, ghost anxieties, ghost desires, ghost disappointments, ghost fears. We are being haunted by them, and so this character has a number of practices that he resorts to. Sometimes it takes him a little longer to remember that he has them. He gets lost in his anxieties a little longer, but he has these practices, and they bring him into the present. They bring him into the moment. The one you just described is a really beautiful one about feeling the light inside of you, the energy, the aliveness, and sometimes we're not able to feel the aliveness inside of us. And so imagining a light filling us can help. Breath work can help. It's maybe the most powerful, and there are all kinds of traditions of breath work that will bring you out of your head and into your body, and you know you're in your body, really know you're in your body when you can be in touch with that aliveness, with that vitality, and it is not subtle. It's a vibration, and you can feel it. So there are some skills that we show in the movie for sure. And then beyond the movie, we will also be creating curriculum to help people beyond the movie, to help people identify and become more intimate with these embodied states, and also to model for people how they can make that information available to their children too.
Mm. Wonderful. That is such a delightful concept. I'm so glad that you're gonna do that teaching part of it too. You know, this movie is different from the get-go, and one of the things that you're doing that is really quite fascinating, and it's so now. I love it. It's so now in our world right now, is you're turning this into a crowdfunding experience, getting listeners like our listeners involved by helping to fund this. Why and how did you turn to crowdfunding? Tell us about that.
Well, the number one reason is that we wanted to make this film, and we went first to the usual industry sources to make the film. And the usual industry sources could see the value of the film, and at the same time, they wanted to make changes to it so that it fit more comfortably into what they already understood. And we felt that some of those changes did not serve our agendas. Our agendas are to model what it looks like to put the clutch in on thinking, and overthinking, and to show what stillness looks like. And that's not really, it doesn't make sense to people until they're ready to have it make sense for them. And so it just wasn't going to be a match there. And then this very amazing synchronicity occurred, which is the advent of crowdfunding. And we thought, well, people support public broadcasting and they support the arts, and they support the opera and the ballet, and they support their college athletic teams and their alumni associations. And so maybe we would have a big enough audience who would support creating an entertainment that would present messages in the way that this audience expects to see them, and that if the audience was enthusiastic enough for it, that they could, as Gandhi, to paraphrase Gandhi, that they could be the messages they wish to see, and that they might want to support and co-create a film like this with us. And so we turned to crowdfunding, and we've been quite successful so far. We turned to crowdfunding for a portion of our financial needs, and the rest of it is coming from other places, but for a portion, and it's a big adventure. It's such an adventure. One thing that strikes me as we got farther and farther along in it is that technology, like consciousness, is always seeking more and more freedom. So here is this way that allows us to reach directly to our audience and allow our audience to participate with us and to pre-buy copies of the film and to be involved from the beginning without having to go through any gatekeepers. And on our side, it allows us to make the film in the way we feel we want to make it without having gatekeepers who are comfortable only when the film is made in a way that fits their expectations and their worldviews.
And, you know, with the crowdfunding, there, when we get our listeners involved, they will get something back from supporting the movie. So like you said, they may just make a very small donation and get a copy of the movie. Can you tell us a little bit about some of those different things that they can do through the crowdfunding, what they'll receive?
Oh, well, we have all sorts of, there's all sorts of cool gifts that we give out as thank yous for those that are supporting the crowdfunding. They can have copies of the DVDs, special editions of the DVDs, or digital download of the film and the script. And there are things like a copy of a five-hour-long audio seminar course called Discovering Hidden Creativity that I lead that has my good friend Barbara Marks Hubbard as a guest faculty with me, and copies of books that I've written, all sorts of things, all the way up to tickets to the Los Angeles or Vancouver premiere and all kinds of things. We even had we only had two of them because I didn't want to turn the whole tone of the movie, but we had two speaking roles where people could come on and get to say a line. We had two of those, and there's all sorts of fun things. We will rent out a theater in your hometown for you and up to 50 friends and put Milton's Secret on the screen and then have a Q&A afterwards. And there's that kind of thing and at one end, and then just a real heartfelt thank you and positive vibe sent at the other end. So all kinds of things. But for your listeners, I hope they'll go and they'll look at the site, and if there's lots of really wonderful things there and messages from Eckhart Tolle about the film. And then there's some quite wonderful messaging about conscious parenting and some a lot of talk there about conscious parenting and what transformational entertainment is. And so I hope people will go and enjoy those videos. And if they are inspired and they want to collaborate and co-create with us, that would be really fabulous. I'm just super excited to let everyone know that they can be a part of making this movie become a reality and that there are rewards to be shared.
Yeah, I love that. Even just getting a guaranteed copy of that movie is just... it's worth the value right there. It's like pre-buying. I love how you said that. I'm going to remind our listeners of your contact information again. And I also want them to know that you are on Twitter and you are on Facebook. Look up Milton's Secret and you'll find them there. You're really posting a lot of really nice videos and things on both Twitter and Facebook. And then they can go to the crowdfunding campaign at www.supportmiltonssecret.com. And then don't forget to go to Barnett's website, www.barnettbain.com. When we come back, we're going to do our integration meditation and then wrap this up. So you're listening to the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected, and we'll be right back.
To The Truth Is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
Having trouble keeping up with the accelerated, life-altering changes occurring on the planet? The Quantum Vortex is the brainchild of Meg Benedicte, a pioneer in quantum healing and energetic activations. Weaving together ancient spiritual knowledge, quantum physics, and vibrational healing, Meg Benedicte is accelerating change at the cellular level. For more details on private sessions, meditation CDs, downloads, and teleseminars, visit NewEarthCentral.com.
The Divine Divas Radio Show with Patricia Iris Cairns and co-host Cheryl Angela is dedicated to being love in action and joy in jumping into the next new paradigms for humanity. Divine Divas Radio is evolutionary, revolutionary, and soul-empowered, sharing insights of hope, love, and joy every Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join the Divas and evolutionary visionaries each week as we step into the new era of oneness and peace together. And visit DivineDivasRadio.com.
We are back, and you are listening to the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected on Transformation Talk Radio. This is Dr. Julie Kroll, and we've been talking with Barnett Bain about Milton's Secret. And it's time now to turn to our weekly sound meditation with the musical genius of David Eisen. So take a moment, sit back, relax, and experience all things connected through this powerful, deepening integration meditation. Here's David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System.
Hello, I'm David Eisen, and I'd like to welcome you to a very special part of our program, our integration meditation. Here's where we take a few moments to sit back and relax, and with the help of some very beautiful and powerful music, we breathe deep and assimilate the wonderful ideas, the stories, and the possibilities we've heard about today. So, let's get started. Are you ready? I need to ask you to do something right here and right now. Put down whatever you're doing and get comfortable. Listen to the music and allow the sound to help you slow down. Thank you. thank you for taking the time to be with us today. And I hope you stay with this experience. And now, here's Dr. Julie.
Thank you, David, for that powerful sound meditation. Friends, I hope you experienced the power of integration. That was David Eisen with the Chakra Sound System. You can find David at www.chakrasoundsystem.com. And in this beautiful space, I just want to extend gratitude for this interconnection of mind and body and this beautiful conversation we've had today, the power of presence, and Barnett Bain and Eckhart Tolle and Milton's Secret coming out in a feature film. Such an exciting, beautiful thing for our world. I can't wait. We're looking at conscious parenting and embodying consciousness and the lessons from the power of now. This is good stuff. So thank you. Thank you. I want to remind you to visit our website, thedrjulieshow.com, where all of our information is there, archives from the show, and you can sign up for our monthly newsletter. And stay connected all week on our Facebook page, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, where we stay connected and continue the conversation. So please show up. Hey, Barnett, I want to thank you for being with us today and sharing this, your passion for spiritual storytelling. This is going to be so awesome.
I'm so grateful that you invited me, and I'm not quite here. I'm still floating away in that meditation, but I'll be back any second. That was a really wonderful meditation, really, really fabulous. So, again, thank you so much, Julie, for inviting me, and thank you to all of our listeners for staying with us and for listening to I have to say. I hope that I hope not to disappoint you. That you'll come and see it. You'll support it now, and that together we can co-create it, and we'll see it soon in theaters. A family film with spiritual undertones and overtones about bullying and ideals and coming into a dance with uncertainty, making peace with uncertainty.
Yeah, I'm going to remind our listeners one more time how they can support and help co-create this movie. Go to supportmiltonssecret.com, and there's lots of information there on that website. There's some beautiful videos, and actually on both the website there and Facebook page, there's some really, really incredibly well done educational little blurbs on conscious parenting and some other messages. So it's really brilliant how you're rolling this out. I really love it, Barnett.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah. And to find out more about Barnett, go to barnettbain.com. And also, I want to remind our viewers, our listeners, to go to Dr. Julie Show, thedrjulieshow.com for more information. Join us every Tuesday at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 Central, and noon Pacific as we explore all things connected. And next week, we'll be joined by, Barnett said, his friend, visionary leader and pioneer in the field of the evolution of consciousness. Barbara Marks Hubbard is going to join us for a conversation.
Well, you say hi to her for me. Give her my love.
I will do that. That'll be one of the first things I do. I'll say, Barnett sends his love. It'll be a fascinating conversation.
We have a standing dinner date, and so ask her where we're going for dinner next.
Okay, I'll do that. We are going to talk about connecting co-creators, so it'll be a really fascinating conversation. I'm looking forward to that. And anytime you have Barbara on the phone, it's going to be a good conversation. So dinner. I'm looking forward to this dinner date too, Barnett.
You're welcome to join us.
Okay. Put me
on
the
invitation list.
Usually
have dinner about once a month or so, so you are welcome to join us.
Okay. I'm going to do that. Okay, so listeners, thanks for tuning in again today. I encourage you to look at all the amazing shows on Transformation Talk Radio and tune into the Dr. Julie Show every Tuesday. Again, it's noon Pacific time. And we are going to have a great show next week. This was a great show this week. Thank you, Barnett. And I just want our listeners to make the connection intention and live into your wholeness. Bye for now.
You've been listening to The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com as you journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com for next week's guests and to catch up on past shows. See you next week. Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit bitebackforacure.org.
Are you ready to give your home a fresh look but don't want to do the work? Help is a phone call away. Kathy's Handy is a full-service general contracting company specializing in home improvement, remodeling, and repairs. Kathy's Handy are specialists in kitchens, baths, fireplace makeovers, and finished carpentry, and they partner with other amazing specialty subcontractors needed to complete any job. Friendly, energetic, and dependable with an impeccable reputation to get the job done while keeping you as comfortable as possible during the transformation of your home is the hallmark of Kathy's Handy. Call Kathy now for a free estimate. 206-715-8126. That's 206-715-8126. And visit kathyshandy.com for a complete view of possibilities for your home.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show. Stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
There is not just one kind of radio show. Some shows are about health, wellness, food. Others are about helping you on your spiritual journey. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show, well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. Positive Talk Radio was a vision that we've had, and thanks to all of you, you've helped us make it a reality. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.